Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Devil's Hand, a thriller by Jack Carr. Read by Ray Porter.
For Dr. Robert Bray, Major, United States Air Force, for reasons that remain classified, and for the sentinels out there tonight, holding the line for us all. Buried within the 9,723-word text of Executive Order 12333, United States Intelligence Activities, is this sentence in Part 2, Paragraph 13. 211. Prohibition on assassination. No person employed by or acting on behalf of the United States government shall engage in or conspire to engage in assassination. 7 days after 9/11, Congress passed a 275-word resolution titled the 2001 Authorization for the Use of Military Force. This document granted the President of the United States the authority to bring individuals and countries involved in the attack to justice. 20 years later, it remains the sole legal basis for the continuing war on terror. To kill the Americans and their allies, civilians and military, is an individual duty for every Muslim who can do it in any country in which it is possible to do it. Al-Qaeda Fatwa, 1998. Imba lehageka, hashkem lehargo. If someone comes to kill you, rise up and kill him first. Talmudic Edict. Preface. On the morning of September 11th, 2001, 19 men boarded 4 planes at Logan, Newark, and Dulles International Airports. All aircraft were bound for the West Coast. The flights were selected because they had the requisite fuel required for transcontinental flights. 2 hours later, the United States would be at war, a war that continues today. This narrative is not about the events of that September morning. Rather, it is a reflection on the knowledge our adversaries acquired from our response to terror.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?